Good. I'm sorry. Let me turn that volume up a little bit here.
Yeah.
Sorry, you said Ryan?
My name is Ryan, correct. Let me begin by telling you a little bit about what we'll be going over, and then we can get started, okay?
Okay.
First thing you need to discuss with everyone, just what's causing their financial concern. I'm going to review with you some financial info, like your creditors, your monthly living expenses, that type of stuff. We'll go over all that information. We're going to go over all your options, and together we're going to choose your best option to address what's going on, okay? So I understand Chase referred you. Can you catch me up to speed and tell me, what's going on financially, what's prompted your call?
Well, actually what happened was we started anticipating last year that, things were getting slower. So I started calling all our creditors to try to work something out with them, and basically all of them told me that they pretty much wouldn't work with me until I hadn't made a payment for at least 30 days or something along those lines. And we finally got to the point where I haven't received a paycheck in the last 3 months. So that's what got us to the point that where we're at right now. It's starting to get behind now because we have a construction company and we haven't been getting any work. So.
Gotcha. Okay. I can understand how that can be stressful for you. So you're currently self-employed and business has been slow for you. It's been in construction.
Correct.
And that's essentially what's going on. So you've had a pretty substantial loss of income.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, is your wife working as well? Do you guys have any type of income coming in? She is. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about goals here before we go any further. Now, what would you like to see happen as a result of our call? I mean, are you looking for a plan to pay your debt off?
Yes, I'd like to try to either do that or I'm not, because at this point I'm even behind on my mortgage too.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
I'm not sure. I've never dealt with anything like this. I'm not even sure what my options are.
Okay. Now, have you contacted your mortgage company at all?
Well, actually, the mortgage company we were dealing with sold our loan to someone else, and we just recently received a letter as to who that is.
Okay.
So we haven't spoken with anyone to this point. Like I said, we just now got the letter. I'm trying to look for it right now.
Okay. Well, I can go over your different options as far as what you can do with your mortgage as well, as far as when you call that mortgage company, what we can do to address that as well, okay? Yeah, Dave, what's the more long-term financial goal for you and your wife? You know, past all this debt, once the debt's taken care of, you guys, if things get back to normal, is it start a savings plan, whatever it may be?
Well, what got us in trouble in the first place was, just we're putting, basically using credit. It's actually been building up for the last couple of years, but we had gotten into trouble because we started basically using credit to live off of, is what it came down to in retrospect.
Mm-hmm.
But our goal is just to basically not really have any debt and not accumulate any by using credit for our business either. So
okay.
That's our goal, is to just, because we also have our home. We have it listed at this time, and if we're able to sell our home, of course we would easily be able to pay off any debts we have.
Okay.
And be able to just start over.
Sure. Okay. Safe to say, you'd like to take the money you're paying these credit card bills, and maybe put it in the savings account or something like that.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. Dave, I am confident I can help you out. Okay. What I need to do before we go any further is need to read you a statement of services. And what it is our legal stuff. I got to get out of the way before we can go any further. Okay. So bear with me while I get through it. If you have any questions while I'm reading it, or if I'm going too fast at any point, feel free to interrupt me, okay? Okay. 1 minute here and I'll...
And are you with the same organization?
I'm sorry?
Are you with the same organization, this Money Management International?
Correct. I'm with Money Management International.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Next thing I'm going to do is just go over your personal info and make sure I have it all correct. Okay. All right. And you said you're, how many months past due are you in your mortgage?
I think we're 2 going on 3 now.
Okay. Have you ever filed bankruptcy before in the past?
No.
Okay, have you ever enrolled in any type of debt management program before?
No.
Okay. Next thing I want to go over with you is your income, okay? And you are currently self-employed, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All righty. Let's see here. So on average month, what have you been able to contribute from the business towards your personal expenses, if any? I know you said you haven't been able to take a paycheck, but have you been taking a draw or anything like that?
Well, the only thing I've received are basically personal loans for the last 3 months. So like I said, prior to that, I was mainly living on credit, I guess.
Okay, and how long has the business been at the point where you've had to use credit cards and that type of stuff?
Well, periodically, you know, for the last couple of years, but not like every month, but.
Gotcha, okay. Okay, and your wife, who is her current employer? And what's her job title there?
She's a teacher's assistant.
Okay, what would you say her gross monthly income is before your taxes or insurance are taken out?
Before taxes?
Uh-huh.
That I don't know. I know her take-home.
Okay, what's her take-home?
It's about $800 a month.
$800 a month. You know, usually it's about 25% more or so. So, I mean, that would be... You know, it'd be about $1,000 a month gross or so.
Yeah, so they also take out for health insurance and that type of thing.
Okay, so maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, maybe a little more.
Okay, so maybe like $1,100 or so, you think?
Yeah, probably $1,100, $1,100 to $1,200,
okay.
In that range.
She paid on a biweekly basis, weekly basis. How is she paid?
Biweekly.
Okay. Okay. Any other sources of income currently?
Well, we have a rental house,
okay.
But...
Is it rented currently?
Say about it. I'm sorry?
Is it rented currently?
Yes.
Okay. How much are you receiving for rental income?
$1,000 a month, and the payment's $816 a month.
Okay. All right. Any other sources of income?
No.
Okay. Next thing I'm going to go over with you is your... Go ahead. Other than what?
Just other than where I may bring in next product.
Okay. All right. Okay. See, next thing I'm going to go over with you is your monthly living expenses. You said your rental home was $816 a month. Now, is that included taxes and insurance included in that payment?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. How much on your primary
loan? Bi-weekly.
Okay. How much is your mortgage payment for your primary home?
It's $2,683 a month.
$2,683, okay. Are taxes and insurance included in that payment?
Yes.
Okay. Any homeowner association fees or anything like that you have to pay on either property?
No.
Okay. Do you have a second mortgage in your home? Any type of second or equity loan?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Let's see. Any car payments you're paying for?
No car payments.
Okay. Let's see. Any other secured loan payments like RV loans, boat loans, timeshares, anything like that?
No.
Okay. On average month, what do you think they spend on groceries and household supplies?
About $1,800 to $2,000 a month.
$1,800 for groceries and household supplies?
Well, you're saying with utilities and everything?
No, I'm just saying groceries and just groceries and, you know, paper towels, soap, that type of stuff.
Well, about $600 a month.
Okay. Are you guys spending money on eating out or ordering any food in currently?
Very rarely, not really.
Gotcha, okay. What about an average monthly electric bill?
About $160 a month.
Okay. Let's see, you guys have any gas heating in your home?
Yeah, we have propane. That's the one that kills us there. That's been averaging about $350 a month.
Okay, now is that just this winter, or? What do you think annually on propane?
No, that's our average for the year.
It's 350?
It's more than that in the winter.
Gotcha, okay. Water and trash collection?
Trash is $20 a month.
Okay. And a water bill? Is that included in?
Water bill is about $70 a month. And that's part of a co-op. So they do the water, and then they do we have a septic, so they clean the septic once a year, I believe.
Okay. Let's see. You have a cell phone bill?
Actually, that one's paid for through the business.
Okay.
I don't know how you want to deem that, but.
Well, you know, if you're paying for it through the business, and I gotcha. Okay. I just want to include your personal side of stuff. What about gas in your vehicles to get around town for you and your wife?
Well, that varies depending on how busy I am. But the minimum is about, you're saying per month?
Mm-hmm.
The minimum on that is about $150 a month.
Okay.
But when I'm driving my truck, it goes up quite a bit. That's just considering my wife's car when we just carpool as much as we can.
Okay. Any parking fees or tolls you're paying for on a regular basis?
No.
What about car insurance?
Car insurance is $80 a month.
Okay. Are you spending money on clothing and shoes throughout the year?
I'm sorry, you said clothing and shoes?
Clothing and shoes for you or your son? Yeah.
Okay.
For your wife?
Well, me, my wife, and my daughter?
Or your daughter, sorry, yeah.
Okay. Maybe $1,000 a year in clothing expenses, shoes, and you said clothes and shoes?
Sure, yeah, okay. What about haircuts, beauty supplies for your wife, your daughter, personal care items, that type of stuff?
Haircuts, I get a haircut actually every other week. It's $10 plus a pit, so say $30 a month for me. My wife and daughter don't go that often, so for hair care, sort of personally used items, let's say, I don't know, $100 a month.
Okay. Any laundry or dry cleaning expenses at all?
No, we have washer and dryer here at the house.
Okay. Any medications you're paying for out of pocket?
Yes. I'm no longer on any medication. My wife is on a few. To be honest, I'm not sure exactly what they are. One's for thyroid, and I'm not sure what else she's on.
Okay. Any child care expenses at all?
No.
Okay. What about medical life insurance policies? You're paying for out of pocket.
Yeah, life insurance. We have about $250 a month in disability and life.
Okay. Are you donating to any church or charity at all?
Yes, to our church.
Okay. On average, monthly, you think you guys can donate to church?
At this time, it probably is about $40 to $50 a month.
Okay. Any school tuition costs or anything like that you're paying for currently?
No. Well, my wife is going to CNN. I was just thinking about my daughter there.
Okay.
But I'm not sure what she has, some kind of a, I don't know if she has a student loan or what she has.
That's okay. Any pet care expenses? Do you guys have any dogs or cats or anything like that you're paying for?
Yes, we have a couple of dogs.
Anything you spend on food and toys and that type of stuff?
No, we don't really buy toys, but on food, probably about $25 to $30 a month.
Okay. Let's see. Any alcohol, tobacco expenses?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Gym memberships, anything like that?
No.
Okay. What about cable TV, internet, home phone?
Well, we have a package. I actually just had that changed, and it went down by $103 a month. But we have like our dish, our internet, and our phone all combined, and that's about $160 a month.
Okay. Any entertainment expenses, hobby expenses, lessons or sports for your daughter?
Well, yeah, occasionally sports for my daughter, but I guess the only thing that's coming up soon is probably softball, but that's through her school and possibly Little League, so I don't know, that's maybe like, what, $50 or something for the initiation for that.
Okay. Anything else throughout the year?
No, she just does school-related things now. She used to be involved in other things, but not anymore.
Okay. What about holiday expenses, gifts throughout the year for friends and family, birthdays, Christmas, that type of stuff?
Well, for ourselves, we don't really do it, but for other people, we do buy gifts on occasion.
Okay.
I don't know, say maybe $50 a month at most.
Okay. Home maintenance expenses and repairs throughout the year?
Yeah, we do have that. I guess it just depends on what the last couple of things that have happened have been kind of major, and they were covered by our homeowner's insurance. As far as basic maintenance, up to maybe $500 a year.
Okay.
The house is fairly new still, so there's not much that needs to be done. And pretty much everything we do ourselves. So all we do by like fertilizers and things like that. So.
Okay. What about maintenance on your vehicle? Tire rotations, oil changes?
Yeah, we, I guess you could figure about $50 a month on those things.
Okay. Vehicle licensing, inspections, registrations throughout the year? Your tags?
Yeah, we pay that. I think that's probably about $120 a year for those expenses.
Okay. What about copays for doctors, dentist visits?
Yeah, we have that. Our copays, I believe, well, we just got this insurance recently. I think our copay is like either $20 or $30 a visit. And as far as dental, we haven't used that yet, but we have our, you know, we do have a dental plan, but we just usually get the couple of cleanings a year.
Okay. What do you think?
Matter of fact, that's one of them. The debt that we owe is we had to get that care credit because we did have some teeth, some work done, and that's one of our expenses that we owe on.
Okay. What do you think you spend total on copays throughout the year?
I don't know. I guess it probably averages out to somebody going to the doctor at least. If you want to average it, maybe once a month, I guess, between everyone.
Any other monthly living expenses you can think of we've missed besides credit cards?
No. But did you put in our electricity bill? I don't know that you counted for that. You counted for heat, but that was like a propane, but we also have our electric bill.
Yeah, you said electric was about $160 a month?
Oh, yeah, that's correct.
Okay. The next thing we'll do is pull a credit report. Have you pulled a credit report on yourself recently?
No.
Okay. Let me give you a free website you can go to, and you can pull a credit report at least once a year, just to make sure there's nothing fraudulent or incorrect on there. Okay. Let me know when you got a pen handy, and I'll give that to you. Okay. It is annualcreditreport.com.
Annual credit.
And you just want to try to pull it, you know, just to sometimes errors or fraudulent stuff sometimes can show up on there. Can you verify for me who you have your primary mortgage through?
Well, like I said, I just changed. It was with Bank of America, but they sold it to someone else.
Okay.
Let's see.
All right, it's still showing through. It's still showing Bank of America here. So.
Okay. Well, we just got a letter that they sold it to someone else, and I don't. My wife must have it. I don't know. I don't see it here handy.
Gotcha. Okay. I just want to go through the different. Different credit cards that I see. Okay, we'll go over your mortgage stuff here in a few minutes. I see a Chase account for $13,716.
Yes.
I see another Chase for $3,511.
Correct.
Chase for $1,692.
Yep.
It's like another small Chase account, maybe some sort of store
that
account.
For that care credit, like a health. That's for my teeth. That's more than I had done. For $235.18.
I see $194 currently.
Okay, well, that's what I have, but I just received a bill. I guess I don't know what they're charging us for, but some kind of a, because we were still paying it. And I called everyone up to try to work with them, but like I said, they pretty much said there's nothing they could do until we're behind. So that I was trying to anticipate. Not end of last year, but anyway, okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Discover for $5,712.
Okay, I have $5,478.
Okay, they may be a little bit off.
Okay, I think we made a payment on that.
Okay, Best Buy for $676.
Okay, yeah.
Sears for $11,166.
Okay, yeah, the most recent I have was $10,784, but yeah.
Okay. Did you make a payment on it?
Yeah, I think we did like $300 or so.
All right. Okay, those are the only accounts that I see in your name. Do we miss any at all?
Well, I show two others. I guess they must be in my wife's name. I have American Furniture, and then I have a credit care, or care credit, one of those names.
Okay, American Furniture.
I have all the bills here. Let's see. American.
Yeah, do you have the balances on American Furniture?
Yes. I wrote everything down already. It's 5761.58.
Okay. And the care credit, you said that's about 235?
No, that's the one I have. My wife has one. I think for my daughter. It's called Care Credit. It's from GE.
Okay.
That total is $3,140.67.
Okay. Can you tell me what the interest rates are on these accounts?
Sure. Just let me know, and I'll tell you what they are. I wrote those down.
If you just want to read them off to me, whichever one you have.
All right. Chase accountant, ending in 1535, is 29.99%. Chase, ending in account number 7246, is 17.24%. Chase, account number 9049, is 27.24%. The little one for 235, I didn't write that one down.
Okay.
Do you want me to look that one up?
No, it's all right.
Okay, the Bank of America is 25.24%.
Okay, Bank of America. I don't have a Bank of America.
Oh, okay, well.
Is that for you?
Bank of America.
Is it a business account, or?
No.
Furniture.
Okay, the Bank of America. Looking for a minimum payment. Let's see a minimum on that one. Let's see. Minimum payment. Well, what they have right here is $603.
Okay, is that with a delinquent? With a delinquent balance?
I'm sorry.
Is that with a default balance, like a default payment to bring you current? Is that why it's so high, or is that the normal?
Yeah, I think so. It said the current payment, well, it had a balance, right, and then had a current payment of $333, then a past due amount of $270.
Gotcha. Okay, so about $330.
Okay. $333, yeah.
Okay. What about the American Furniture?
American, okay, that one. Oh, this one here, a minimum is 843, but let's see what we have here. We had a past due amount of 556.
Okay. And what was the current payment?
Just has a past due amount. It didn't say the current. So the minimum of 843 and it had a different past due of 556, so it doesn't have a current on there.
Okay. And are you current on any of the accounts?
I believe we're current on the Sears. Yes, because we were sending, you know, we were sending like $10 or $20 or $30, you know, across the board. I can't tell you right now which ones they were. The only one I could say that we're staying 100% current with was that Sears. And I think my wife had called and talked to Discover and.
Okay. And do you know, do you have any idea how many months behind you are on the other accounts?
No, I don't. Like I said, we're just paying whatever we have that we could afford to pay.
Okay.
So I don't know how you take that into consideration.
When's the last time you made the full minimum payment on any of them?
It's probably been 2 to 3 months.
Okay. Okay. All right. The next thing I'm going to go over with you is your balance sheet to get an idea of assets and liabilities. Okay. And I know you said you're currently selling your primary home. How much are you trying to sell your home for?
Well, it's listed right now for $679.
Okay. How long have you had it listed for?
Well, it's only been listed since the first or second week of January, so it hasn't been long.
Gotcha, okay.
This house was, of course, during the good market, this house was appraised at $1.1 million, but, you know, in this market, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure what it would appraise at this time.
Okay, and what about the rental property? If you were to sell that home, what do you think you could sell it for?
Well, I've looked into that. Right now, with all the foreclosures and everything that are out there, they're not selling that well, but it sells probably for around
$140,000. Okay. Anything in savings currently?
No. Okay. We don't have anything in savings. We're happy we have a negative balance right now, actually.
Okay. Hypothetically, if you were to sell your vehicles, what do you think you could sell your vehicles for?
Not much. Our car is a 99 and our truck is a 2001 with a high miles. I would say the truck maybe 5,000. The car, I don't know, probably 4,000 or 5,000 maybe. If we're lucky, I guess.
Okay.
The car doesn't have high miles, but the truck does.
Any other personal property or assets you could sell if you had to?
No, we've pretty much already sold everything we had to keep up with things in the last couple of years.
Okay. All right. Okay, next thing I want to go over with you is the housing stuff, okay? Now, do you have that letter?
Yes, that letter. Where's the letter for this house? first a letter from the house, the one Bank of America sent that they sold it to someone else, or that, of course, that letter. Well, here it is right here. It's under my notepad. It's called the Bank of New York Mellon.
The Bank of New York?
Mellon, M-E-L-L-O-N. Let's
see if that's in there.
And the date transfer was December 17th.
Okay, Bank of New York Mellon.
It says mortgage loan transfer disclosure notice.
Okay, I can't find it. Do they give you a new bank account number or a new loan number or anything like that?
It says the Bank of New York Mellon gives an address. Phone number. It's out of Cypress, California. Let's see. It has there's a mortgage identification number. Do you want that?
Please. Go ahead, whenever you're ready.
See, it's 1. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, 1-00-392-560-501-1947-9.
Okay. What year did you build the home, or did you purchase the home?
Yes. No, we built it in 2003.
Okay. Did you move in 2003 as well?
Yeah. Well, we got the loan, I guess, in 2 is when we got the construction loan.
Okay.
And then we finalized everything in, I believe it was March of 2003.
Okay. So after the construction loan, at that turn, what would you consider the purchase price that you bought or purchased the home for after you turned the construction loan into the...
It was $395.
$395.
Yeah, and I believe we're at around 430 now. So we refinanced at one point.
Okay. You're 2 months past due. Do you have any idea the total amount you're past due to the bank?
I don't. This letter doesn't say anything, and I don't know. My wife usually handles that, and I don't.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of penalties they charge or whatever, but sure.
Is it just a conventional mortgage?
I don't know if I should have my wife talk to you about this part. She'd probably be able to give you more accurate information. Do you want to talk to her?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, hold on. We need to ask you questions about the home loans and all that.
Hello,
Lydia.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Ryan. I've been talking with your husband. And I was just going over the different information about your mortgage. Now, is it a conventional mortgage, FHA loan? Do you know?
Conventional.
Conventional. Okay. Now, is it a fixed year, like a 30-year fixed loan?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what the rate is on it?
It was at 4.3 or 4.9, somewhere in that range. Are you there?
I'm sorry?
Are you cutting out?
Nope, I got you still.
Again?
Nope, I'm still here.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I got it. Sorry. Okay. Okay, that's all. Do Do you have any idea what the total past due you are to the bank?
Well, let's see. Calculate our payment's 280. I think they probably gave you an exact amount. 2683.
2683. Okay.
And that times 3 months.
3 months. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
If you want to put David back on the phone, that'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Here he is.
Hello.
Okay, David. Thank you for that. So next questions I'm going to ask you are for research purposes only, and they're optional. If you don't feel comfortable answering, just tell me to decline, okay? What is the highest level of education you've completed?
2 years of college.
Okay. And your race or ethnic background?
I'm sorry?
Your race or ethnic background?
Hispanic.
Okay. All right. Okay, give me 1 minute here. I'm going to place you in a brief hold, crunch some numbers, and we'll go over all the options for the credit cards and the house and that type of stuff. Okay. It's going to take me a few minutes, so if you need a glass of water or snacks, so go right ahead.
Okay.
All right, so just 1 minute. Okay, David, are you still with me? Hello, David?
Hello.
All righty. Hey, did I give you your credit score?
No.
Okay. Would you like to know your credit score from the report that I pulled?
Yes.
It is 530.
530?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I want to go over some different options with you. Okay. First option is pretty obvious, and that would be to continue to handle this credit card debt on your own. What I mean is all these credit card companies do have hardship programs that they can put you on to help you lower your interest rates, your payments, and pay the debt off. Okay. Sometimes it's just a matter of getting hold of the right person on the phone. I understand that's how you got through us, and that's how you got our number, with Sir Chase. But they all do have programs, okay? So you can call back, you know, tomorrow or next week and get a different story from them. Another advantage of that, you get to self-manage the debt. If the accounts are open, you may be able to use the credit in emergencies if you needed to. And the disadvantage is, if you're making the minimum payments on your credit cards and your interest rates stay the same, it's going to take until June of 2046 to pay the debt off. So it's not a reasonable time frame, you know, unless you're making more than the minimum payments on your credit cards. Second option to take care of the debt would be to sell or borrow against your assets. And I understand, you know, you're trying to sell your primary home. Now, have you guys had anybody come and look at it or any offers or anything like that yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay. So we're still pretty early. We've only been on, you know, for a couple weeks to a month.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. So the plan, if you do sell the home, is to pay the credit card debt off and maybe you live in your rental or something like that for a while?
Well, we'd probably just leave our rental alone and just go rent a house ourselves.
Rent a house.
In the area we're in now for our daughter to finish school where she's at.
I see. Okay. You know, there are advantages. You could take care of all your credit card debt with that. Excuse me 1 minute. Sorry, I don't want to sneeze in your ear there. You know, the disadvantage is, obviously you're no longer going to have the home any longer. So hopefully that does work out to where, you know, you can take care of the debt. You know, the third option you have would be to talk to an attorney regarding bankruptcy. Okay, so that is going to liquidate the unsecured debt. Okay, it's going to stay in your credit for the next 10 years. It will impact your ability to obtain credit in the future. And the cost of that credit be more expensive. You know, I definitely think bankruptcy is the last option or certainly a last resort. And I think, you know, the steps taken now as far as to sell your house would be a better option, to do that before considering bankruptcy. So I really don't think, you know, you're at the point where you need to think about filing bankruptcy. What we offer, okay, in our program is called a debt management program. So how that works is you would make one monthly payment to us, okay, we would then distribute it to your accounts. you would have any late and overlimit fees stopped. Your interest rates will be lowered. So to give you an idea, your Chase accounts will be 6%. Discover would be 7. You know, Best Buy would be 9. Sears would be 9.9. Bank of America would be 8. CareCredit would be 7.45. You will be paid off in a reasonable time frame. For you, it would be about 4.5 years. Okay.
Okay.
The disadvantage of enrolling in our program is any account you include in the program is going to be closed. So you're not going to have that credit available to you any longer. If they're, you know, a lot of times if you're behind on these accounts already, chances are they may be closed already. So give you an idea what the payment would be each month. It would be $1,330 a month, okay, and that would include a monthly fee of $20. So, you know, right now, based on the budget you and I went over, you know, I had your income of about $1,800 from your wife and your rental income, and your living expenses right now are about $5,800 a month. And so right now, I show you're spending $4,000 a month, you know, more than you're making. So realistically, to think that we can cut expenses out of your budget in order to balance your budget, I don't think is really feasible. You know, so your other option is to, you know, what I recommend, start tracking all of your expenses and try to cut out everything that's non-essential out of your budget, okay? Try to cut out as much as you can, you know, on like cable TV, you know, cut back on groceries, cut back on, you know, donations, everything that's non-essential to your budget. You guys do get in a pinch. There's a non-profit group, you know, if you get in a pinch 1 month, you need groceries and that type of stuff. They will sell you a box of food, okay? So what they do is they take large bulk quantities from restaurants, restaurant quality food, they split them up and they sell it to people. Anybody can use it. They'll sell you a box of food that'll feed a family of four for a week for $30, okay? That website's called angelfoodministries.com, okay? Some other helpful websites you can use for general financial advice and also budgeting, one is crediteducation.org, and the other is our website, which is moneymanagement.org, okay? You know, the other thing, I mean, our other option to try to balance your budget is try to increase your income. Like you said, it's been a couple of years it's been on and off, the business has been slow. Have you considered, you know, looking for work and doing the business on the side, or, you know, have you guys sat down and talked about that at all?
Yeah, we've talked about that, but, I mean, as far as for our business debts, though, that, you know, that's why we've continued to try to, because I'm in a partnership with my brothers, and we have to be able to generate something to pay those business debts off. By having a regular job, that's not going to do it.
Okay. So how much do you owe in business debts?
Well, they're several hundred thousand.
Several hundred thousand? Okay.
Yes.
And all the money you're making currently, that's going towards...
toward interest payments on those business debts.
Okay. So realistically, I mean, if, you know, at your wife's salary, even if you guys sell, pay off your debt, at your wife's salary of $800 a month, unless you can increase your income to pay and cover those business debts and your personal expenses, then, you know, we're just going to go, you're going to fall right back in the same trap of having to use your credit card to cover your living expenses, right? Unless you can find some way to increase your income. You know, whatever that may be, you know, that's, you know.
Right. Well, what I've done toward the last part of the year is I started getting some jobs lined out to get this year started out with. So we're moving forward in regard to our business, but it's going to take us, you know, 2-3 months before we're to the point that we can actually, you know, I'm estimating by the end of March, April, I should be back to my original salary that I was earning.
Okay, and what was your salary that you were earning come March or April?
$1,000 a week.
$1,000 a week, okay.
That's what the take home, $1,000 a week.
Gotcha, okay. All right, the next thing I'm going to do is go over the different types of options you have as far as when you do contact your mortgage company, okay? And that would probably be the next phone call I would make. The next people you get on the phone with would be, you know, your mortgage company to work something out. And there are several different things you can do, okay? And some of them don't apply to you, but I'm going to go over all of them with you, okay? First one is just generally is a reinstatement. Essentially what this is, most of the people that I talk to, you know, this is only an option to them because it's usually a lump sum payment to bring your mortgage current. And obviously, you know, if you had the money to bring the mortgage current, you wouldn't be having a conversation about your house being delinquent. Okay, it would be current. So not a realistic option, you know, just a straight reinstatement of it. And second option is a special forbearance. And what this is, it's for short-term hardship situations. Okay, and what the mortgage company can do is they can suspend your mortgage payment, okay, for, say, 90 to 120 days. And then what you'll do after that the hardship situation has ended, they can split up your past due balance over the next 8 months or so. So you pay a little bit extra on your mortgage, so you don't have to pay it all back at once, but it would bring your mortgage current. It wouldn't show that it's delinquent. Okay. Another type of loan modification is called a capitalization of delinquent payments. So what this is basically they would take the past due amount that you have now, if you wanted to stay in your home, and they would roll it onto the total balance of your loan. Your rate and your term don't change, okay? You're still paying off in that original 30 years. Your payment's just going to go up a little bit in order to pay off the past due balance in the same time frame, okay?
And that's called what? A capitalization what?
Capitalization of delinquent payments. Okay? You know, another option they have is an interest rate reduction, and this is exactly what it sounds like, okay? They reduce your interest rate to help you bring your mortgage payment down. They can also extend the terms of your mortgage. So say if you've been in the home for, you know, 15 years or so, they can extend it back out to a 30-year mortgage to help you bring your payment down, okay? Is what's also called, you know, if you're looking to sell the home, is a pre-foreclosure sale. And first of those is real popular these days. It's called a short sale. And essentially what this is, if the house is worth less than what you owe, so you sold it for, in your case, $350,000, you sell $350,000, the bank forgives the other $50,000. You wouldn't be responsible for it, okay? Usually foreclosure has to be inevitable, more than 30 days behind, 30 days past due, and must be your
probably
reason.
The short sale probably wouldn't work in our case because.
Well, no, because you have that house.
Yeah, there's a lot of equity in it.
You know, but what would work for you is called a quick sale, okay? And this is for people who do have equity in their home. Okay, basically what they do is maybe you sell for a little bit less than what the market value is to make sure it sells, but your mortgage company will stop foreclosure proceedings on you, give you a time frame to sell your home so you can pay that mortgage off. Okay, maybe you walk away with a little bit less money as far as equity, but you don't have a foreclosure on your record. And that's called a quick sale. And mortgage companies do have the ability to give you that as well.
And the quick, Q-U-I-C-K?
Yeah, just like it sounds, a quick sale.
Okay.
There's also what's called a deed in lieu of a foreclosure, and what this is when foreclosure is inevitable, what you do is you basically sign the deed of the mortgage over to the bank, okay? Hopefully you guys can work something out where you can sell the property. The big thing when you call the mortgage, whether it's Bank of America or this new company, is make sure when you call them you're speaking to the loss mitigation department, okay? That's the department that's going to help you out. Essentially if you call a customer service or anything like that, they're just going to say, pay me. They're not going to help you at all. Okay, so it's mitigation with an M. All right. There's also a Hope for Homeowners hotline you can call. They have HUD counselors on there that essentially they will call if your mortgage company starts giving you trouble and that type of stuff. They're tough to deal with. They can help you send paperwork on your behalf. Okay. Let me see if I can find the phone number for you. You can call them if need be. And then I can even do a conference call with your mortgage, okay? Because a lot of times that can be difficult or confusing to deal with. So it's just basically an advocate that's on your side. You can call them up and say, this is what's going on. This is what they want to do. What's the problem? Why can't we get this worked out? Okay? Let's see. Let's see if I can find that for you. Okay, that number is 888-995-4673. Okay? And that's the whole
number? 1-888-995-4673?
Correct. And this number will transfer you to like four different organizations, okay, similar to what we have. We have Hope Counselors here, okay, and seeing that we already have your a lot of your information on file, it would be easier for you to give me your account number and ask to be transferred to Hope to an NMI counselor because we already have all your information. So that way you don't have to go through all this and give it again, okay. So if you do have to call them, make sure you know you're transferred to an NMI Hope Counselor, okay. That would benefit for you. Yeah, I really think, you know, if you're looking to sell a quick sale, I would talk to them about that so you can sell that property. And I think really that's going to be your best option to handle the credit card payments as well. You know, is I would concentrate on covering all your necessities first, sell your home as quickly as you can to pay your credit card bills off, and hopefully when you move into that rental property, your income comes back, but the biggest thing is going to be is you guys need to sit down and, you know, balance that budget so because you're not going to have these credit cards to put expenses on anymore. Okay?
Right.
I mean, based on what we talked about, what do you think your best option is?
Well, that's kind of the direction we're already going is to, you know, we listed the house and we actually reduced it quite a bit. We had the house listed at one other time. And at that time, it was about $900,000. So, I mean, still from that down to $679,000. Realistically, I don't know if it might be able to sell for around $600,000, I hope. And that would be enough to pay everything off. And
sure. Okay.
Help us get started again. But
okay. All right. I would definitely call your mortgage company. I mean, I would if you and your wife have time, I would call them today and you know, as soon as possible and see, you know, talk to them. You know, so they don't start foreclosure proceedings, okay, and make life more difficult for you.
Okay, so as far as the other portion, I guess I just want to understand what you were saying. You were saying for all the credit card debt, we would need to send you like $330 plus $20 a month to.
It was $1,330.
Right, $1,330. Right.
And that's with $20 fees included.
Right.
That's included in the $1,330.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay. And really, I mean, if you can come up with a plan of how you're going to make that payment and your mortgage payment, that type of stuff, it works for you. But you know, I really think your best option is to sell your home as quickly as possible, pay these credit card debts off, and like you said, start over.
Right. Okay, so it doesn't.
I mean, based on what we talked about, what do you think your best option is?
Well, in the meantime, though, so what you're telling me is those rates would be what you're saying they'll be.
They would be reduced if you decided to enroll. No, that's what they would be.
They'd be reduced to those rates.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. So I think our best, because I'm getting to the point right now where I'll be able to pay myself something every week. So,
but right now it's $5,000 a month that you guys, $5,330 a month that you're spending more than you're making by making that payment. Okay.
By making the house payment?
By making the house payment, correct.
Yeah, because I estimated we're like at about $1,800 to $2,000 a month for our living expenses. And then the mortgage is $2,683 because the other house pays for itself. So
correct. Yeah, what we went over is about $2,130 a month. Okay. So start tracking all the expenses and try to cut out everything that's non-essential out of your budget.
Right.
I mean, the debt management plan works for you. But I think if the plan is to sell your house to pay it off, to pay the credit card debt off, I would call these credit card companies up, ask them, you know, if they could work out some sort of lower payment for you, ask the hardship department there, And you know, if they're not willing to work with me, concentrate on Southern Grove Central first.
And if we go through and have you do this, then how does that differ from the credit card companies reducing anything? Because when I talked to Chase, they basically said, you know, there's not really anything they can do. That's why they gave me this number to call you guys.
Sure.
So basically they're saying, you know, that all, cause these interest rates are what were killing us. I mean, we could have started paying these down if they would have worked for me when I was anticipating it last year, when I was anticipating this happening, and they didn't want to work with me. They said they won't do anything until after we aren't making payments. So it's like, okay, well, that's not helping. So all I was able to do is I was just making interest payments and never paying any of the principal down.
Sure.
So I guess what is the, how does that affect me if they were to reduce their interest rates versus going through this service?
The only impact really is the closing of the accounts. Is the only impact that
they're having. Yeah, which I'm not concerned about that.
You know, we're kind of past the point of the impact on your credit, and the damage has already kind of been done to your credit. And with once you
right.
if you're not making, I mean, so the impact really isn't the issue. The issue is how are you going to cover this and your other expenses? I mean, if you're late with your credit card companies, they can't foreclose.
We have someone who's willing to help us short term until I get my income back up. So I think to me it would be the best option.
Okay, wouldn't you think it would be more pertinent to bring your mortgage current so you would have to, you know, if you're late with your credit card, they can't foreclose on your home.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But
so,
I'm thinking, well, if I were able to, yeah, I hear what you're saying. So what you're suggesting, that I just call all these credit card companies back then? Because what would happen if, because I know the next step, if I can't get this resolved, then the next step, because if my house doesn't sell, I just don't understand what happens with all these, all that happens is my credit is shot, or how does that work? Because it'll still keep accumulating all this interest, right, from all these credit cards.
Well, yeah, it's going to keep, I mean, if your house doesn't sell and you, I mean, so then the house is foreclosed on?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're current on your credit cards, I mean, you're going to have a pretty substantial impact on your credit, additional impact from the foreclosure.
Right, but I'm saying as far as if I just continue to, I guess, figure out how to pay for my mortgage, and I guess
eventually your credit cards would try, most likely take legal action against you. They would essentially sue you, try to garnish wages, put liens on property, that type of stuff.
Right. So therefore, by just continuing to keep the house per se, then they're just going to go after whatever assets I have at that point. So I'm not seeing how it benefits me to even keep the house at that point. I thought maybe if I were able to start paying on these credit cards, then I can figure out, you know, how to cover my mortgage in the meantime. Because if I get on this program with you,
and you make payments on this, and then they foreclose on your home, you're in the same spot. So whether you keep the mortgage current and the house doesn't sell and your credit card starts to take legal action against you, you know, you're going to see, or, you know, you stay current on your credit cards, your home's foreclosed on, but you still got to find somewhere to live. So, I mean, it's kind of six one way, half dozen the other. So, I mean,
well, technically I have my other house, right, that I could go move into if worst case scenario.
Okay. I'll put you on the program if you think you can afford to make the payment and these other. I mean, it just you know, if your goal of what you're trying to do is to sell your house, sell this home to pay your credit card debts off, then it would make more sense for you to bring your mortgage current, so that buys you more time to try to sell your home. Even if it's breaking even, you know what I mean, on your credit card debt. If you sell it for $50,000 or, you know, enough to pay your credit card debt off, you know, get rid of the house, you know, so you avoid the foreclosure on your credit, you pay your credit card bill off, and you can start recovering from it. So, I mean, in my opinion, I think it's in your best interest to, you know, bring your mortgage as current as possible, work with them, pay your credit cards last, cover your other essentials, and hopefully your house sells. But if your house doesn't sell, I mean, you're in the same spot whether you are keeping your mortgage current or keeping your credit card current. You know what I mean? So it's all going to hinge on that. If that's your goal, you know, I would think it would be make more sense to buy yourself as much time as you can to sell that house. Because your credit card's
I guess that's what I'm saying, though, but to buy myself as much time as I can would be to just get all these credit card companies off my back.
But the credit cards aren't going to start taking legal action right away. I mean, we're talking it's going to take time.
Okay. Usually, what's the average amount of time that takes?
Everybody's a little bit different. You know, sometimes some people it takes years, other people it's, you know, 6 to 9 months. I mean, you're going to get a subpoena, so, you know, if they do take legal action against you. But your mortgage company, if you're already 3 months behind and, you know, you can't show you can't make a payment, so, I mean, that they could move pretty rapidly on that.
Right.
So,
and I guess in a sense why I was reluctant to try to contact them right away, because then then all of a sudden you're on the radar and they say, no, we're not going to work with you. We're just going to start with the foreclosure proceeding.
No, not necessarily. No, they're not going to do that.
That's what my concern was.
I mean, yeah, I just think that seeing that you have equity and that is an asset, okay, with a positive value, and, you know, and, I mean, that would be the goal that I would work towards. Because your credit cards, I mean, so if they do take legal action, they put a lien against your house, okay? Well, you're going to pay them off anyway, right? I mean, that was what the plan was the whole time. So,
well, I guess I'm kind of thinking, too, as far as trying to recover my credit. What's the fastest way to recover my credit?
Start making regular payments on your home, your credit, everything. As soon as you start missing payments,
let's say, for example, if we started paying the $1,330 a month, and that is taking care of the credit cards for the time being, then I could figure out how to cover my mortgage until my house sells, then I pay everything off. Then I guess I'm also interested in, you know, seeing how quickly I can recover my credit, I guess, is what I'm saying.
And, you know, at this point it's going to take, once you start making the payments and that type of stuff, it's going to take probably, I would say, 1 to 2 years, it would be, in my opinion, of regular monthly payments to make that payment recovery. I mean, if you think that you can enroll in the program, there's nothing disqualifies you from it. So if you want to enroll in the debt management program, I can send out the paperwork for you. And you said you have family that's going to help you to cover the expenses.
Yeah, so I guess what I could probably do is, I think maybe the process should be that I call the mortgage company, talk to them, see what they have to say, and then I can speak with the family members who are willing to help us out. And then I guess at that point, can I call you back and enroll if that makes the most sense for me, or do I have to go through all this whole process again?
Nope, you wouldn't have to go through it again. Let me give you my phone number.
Okay,
it is 1-800-308-2227.
I'm sorry, 2227?
2227.
Okay.
And my direct extension is 8830. Okay, and I also have a young lady on my support team that she... I spend a lot of time on the phone, so it's hard to get a hold of me. Her name is Mary Jean, okay? And her direct extension is 4787. So feel free to contact her, and she may contact you as well, okay? So I'll send a copy of this proposal out so you can take a look at it to make sure it makes sense for you, okay? you'll notice that the balance is a little bit higher than what we talked about. The reason for that is I've added 2 months of finance charges onto your balances. So you decide you want to enroll this in March. Okay, we've accrued finance charges on a daily basis. So if I submit a proposal for $1 less, they're going to decline it. So we'll overestimate them a little bit, and then we'll adjust it back down to what they actually are. Okay? Okay. There's a $10 payment flex fund that's included in the payment, but this is the cash cushion. Sometimes they'll come back and want a couple extra dollars a month, so we'll just make that adjustment, okay, without having things held up on our end. If you decide you want to enroll, we'll set a tentative date you want to start. We'll send proposals out to your creditors after we receive your first payment, okay? And it can take 30 days for things to get set up on our end as far as the paperwork. Call your mortgage company, see if you can work something out with them, and the next thing I would be on the phone with your family, so hopefully you can, the only time that the debt management plan really makes sense for you is if you're, bringing that mortgage current at the same time.
Right. Okay. Well, I think if, depending on what the mortgage company is willing to do, I think that will kind of dictate,
Okay. Sure. No problem.
So.
Okay. You have my number. If you, one thing I didn't ask, David, is how long have you been self-employed now?
Oh, 16 years.
16 years? Okay.
17 years. Since 95.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Okay. If you don't have any further questions for me, if you could do me a favor and take a 3-question survey for me, just how I'm graded, I sure would appreciate it.
All right. No problem.
Okay.
And you're Ryan, right?
I'm Ryan. Correct. 1 minute here, and I'm going to transfer you over. Yeah, it didn't want to work. Let's try something else here.